What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to Sync Music Mondays. Every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all know the vibes, man. Y'all know what it's hitting for. Music licensing in the coolest form, financial literacy for you and yours. My name is K Sparks, aka Kyle Hunter. And shout out to my brother JS, aka The Best. He's traveling, so he couldn't be here for today's episode. But we're gonna hold it down as always, man. And as always, y'all know what time it is, the word of the day. So y'all gonna see it up on the screen here. The word of the day is, it's okay not to respond to every message. Sometimes you gotta shut down and recharge, protect your mental health. I'll say it again, it's okay not to respond to every message. Sometimes you gotta shut down and recharge, protect your mental health. I think that word of the day is pretty self-explanatory. You know, a lot of times in life, people feel obligated when we get text messages or phone calls that we gotta get back right away. And that's necessarily not the case. You know, of course you got those, I call them your starting five. You know, those are the VIP people in your life who, you know, they get that special treatment. Like, you know, they pretty much reach out, whether that be, you know, close family, close friends. But for everybody else in your life who, you know, might be rather demanding, overbearing, it's okay to shut down and just take a step back and pause for yourself, because a lot can happen in a day, a lot can happen in 24 hours, and you're only one person. So, you know, I just want you to take that into consideration just to protect your mental health, your spiritual, your well-being, and don't feel obligated to, you know, just be at the beck and call of everybody, because you need that time. It's critical, man, whether that be meditation or self-improvement, whatever it is, man, take some time for yourself. And that is the word of the day. But today's episode, we're gonna have a little real talk, all right? And this is a topic that me and Jay had spoke about before, you know. And we kind of put it in hip hop terms because we real hip hop heads. We love hip hop. We love rap music, rap culture. And today's topic is protect your neck, don't get got, all right? And we love Wu-Tang Clan. Shout out to Meth. Shout out to GZA, RZA. All those cats, man. Raekwon, The Chef, Ghostface, y'all know the vibes, man. Shaolin, all day. So we kind of borrowed this title from them, Protect Your Neck, Don't Get Got. And what we're talking about today is music licensing. You know, just for starters, music licensing is something that has changed my life. It has changed JS's life. And it's changed a lot of y'all lives as musicians that rock with us, who have gotten placements through us. Y'all know what it's hitting for. Y'all know that it's very real. The income is very real. You know, seeing checks for $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. So it's definitely life-changing. But within that, it's important that we also keep basically like a realistic scope of the landscape. And I'll tell y'all why. So, you know, with this abundance of monetary return that artists are seeing, we're seeing also a lot of people that are pretty much being predatory when it comes to musicians. And I'm gonna break that down. So, you know, you have sync agents, you have sync licensing companies, you got music supervisors, and these are all very legitimate organizations, businesses, or individuals, right? These are the people that actually call the shots when it comes to music licensing. So if you're trying to get your music in TV and film, having a sync agent who has these viable relationships is something that's critical, you know, to your success. If you can't do it on your own, you don't have the relationships, a sync agent or even a sync licensing company can be that bridge between you and the music supervisor to get your content heard. If you're a musician that has a direct lifeline to a music supervisor, even better, because if they trust your content, they know that you put out quality work, it's never going to be a hassle to try to get your stuff placed. That's a totally, totally viable relationship as well. But when we talk about protect your neck, don't get got, we're not talking about any of those people. We're talking about the people that are actively taking advantage of artists, right, for their own monetary gain. So what does that look like? So a lot of times you can have artists, right? Because that's what they are. They're musicians who they have relationships with sync agents, sync licensing companies. And as a result of those relationships, they're able to get their music and music licensing opportunities, right? So I want y'all to follow this, right? So you have a person like that, and let's say that individual, they get like 10 placements, right? Based upon those relationships that they have. There are some people, not all people, who are now, what they try to do is they try to leverage that and they try to use that to take advantage of other artists. So now what they do is they tote themselves as music licensing gurus. And you got a lot of these cats out here, right? Who, I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, man, I wouldn't trust a lot of these guys as far as I could throw them. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's like, you know, just kind of the predatory landscape of certain things, right? Like, for example, for any artist out there, if you would like to get your music in TV and film, there are plenty of companies and sync agents that can help you do that. And that's why on our show, we bring on a lot of those people who are in this industry that can help you do that. And we make it very easy for you to do that. Pretty much all you got to do is any episode where we have a sync agent, publishing company, whoever, we make sure that we include their contact information. So we want to make it accessible to any artist that they're able to reach out to these people, because we feel that there's so many talented, dope artists out there, man. And we want y'all to be successful, you know, and we don't act like gatekeepers to prevent you from doing that. Like, we want you to have free access and direct access. But there are a lot of artists, because they have relationships, they now try to remix that and they say, well, you know, I'm a music licensing specialist, you know, or they try to tout themselves as, you know, all-knowing sync agents. And to be perfectly honest with you, it's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I saw people, they're selling basically things that can be Googled. You understand what I'm saying? Like, things that can be Googled. Like, I want y'all to really listen to this, right? If you want to find music licensing companies, go to Google. Type in music licensing companies, type in sync licensing companies. You will see a ton of companies that come up. But I mean, you got guys who are selling these lists as if Google does not exist. Like, I'm perplexed. You know what I'm saying? Like, make it make sense. Like, if you're out here to really help artists and you want to see them succeed, then, you know, don't play yourself, man. A lot of y'all cats is playing yourselves. And y'all not the plug. Y'all got to connect with a company or someone who's helping you get these placements. And then you want to turn around and remix that to make it seem like you are the plug. You are not the plug. So, you know, for a lot of artists out here that want to get in the industry, it's not really that hard to do. You know, once you get one placement, two placements, I've gotten over 1,000 music placements to date, man. Check my resume. You know what I'm saying? So you can do it. It can be done, you know, and that's why we started Sync Music Mondays, because we wanted to make artists aware that this is something that's very possible, you know. Number two, I will say, you know, there's a lot of music licensing courses out here that cats are selling online. Again, I would say at the end of the day, if you're an artist and you want to get into music licensing, you don't know where to start. If you're going to purchase a course, I would highly advise you to Google these individuals. Like, who are you people? You know what I mean? Like, what makes you valid? What makes you legitimate in what you do? Now, if you Google these people and you can see a lot of placements, or if you even go to their social media profiles and you can see that they got placements, cool. Because now you have some form of proof that this person is actually legitimatized in what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to make sure that whatever they're talking about, they're able to deliver, because it's not worth it to purchase a course just to hear someone talking about themselves, right? And just talking about their accomplishments and their placements. And that's cool, good for you. But in all things, there has to be a return on investment, your ROI, right? So if you pay for this music licensing course, you need to know, what are you going to get out of it? How are you going to be able to get your music placed? So that's important. You know, that's definitely important at the end of the day. You know, presentation matters, reputation matters, and the internet is a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because at the end of the day, we have access, right? That's a blessing. It's also the curse that everybody else has access. So sometimes individuals who not necessarily are being forthcoming, they're not being transparent, they're able to portray an image or put on, and it's straight cap at the end of the day. Like, these cats, they aren't who they portray to be. And there are some cats out there who are legitimate. And salute to y'all, you know. Like I said, at the end of the day, if the shoe fits, wear it. If it doesn't, keep it pushing. You know, there's an old saying, they say, you know, a hit dog will holler. So, you know, if someone, if this strikes a nerve, then that means it applies to you, right? So, you know, like I said, this episode is pretty much just geared towards that, just raising awareness about the predatory landscape, but how to circumvent that, right? And like I said, we want to see all you guys win. You will win, because I'm big on words. I'm big on energy and what we put out there in the universe. So you will definitely win. And like I said, for any of you that want contacts, go through our videos, look through those contacts. You can hit people directly. We put their social media on there as well. If you have questions, you can reach out to us. We even have Sync Music Hot Picks, which we recently started doing, which is pretty dope. A lot of talented artists were able to feature. So when we send out our email blasts to music supervisors or industry contacts, they're able to tap in as well to hear what artists are doing. So, you know, huge shout out to all of y'all. As always, y'all know the vibes. Y'all know what it's hitting for, man. Sweet, short and to the point. Sync Music Mondays. Peace.